I'm Veronica Diaz, Associate Director for the EDUCAUSE Learning Initiative, and you're listening to an ELI podcast with the winners of the EDUCAUSE Breakthrough Models Academy Competition. In a nutshell, the Academy's goal was to advance the next generation of change agents who can design new models that will serve higher education to support learning in becoming increasingly accessible, relevant, flexible, and sustainable by transforming current instructional delivery and student support strategies, financial models, operating structures, and institutional policies. Today, I'm joined by Julie Johnson, Philip Newfield, and Andy Meyer. Welcome, everyone. So to get started, the first question, from the speakers and presentations that you heard at the Academy this past summer, what would you say was the one, if you could only choose one, strategy or idea that you think was most useful to getting a breakthrough model designed and off the ground?
This is Julie. I'll start. So for me and my team, for us, we found that it was hearing all of these experts talk about the widening gap between the skills that students are graduating college with and the skills that employers are looking for. And so we realized that there was really an opening in that space. But I also want to say that it was that blend of hearing experts talk about their startup models and then being empowered as a team to go and develop one on our own that that was really helpful.
This is Phil. I think for myself, it was the conversation around intentional planning and effective visioning using a logic model so that we begin with the end in mind, with the outcomes desired, the end state, and work backward considering outputs, activities, and inputs, but then use lateral thinking, design thinking, looking at the work that needs to get done to see where changes to activities or inputs could create significant changes in the outputs and realize the vision that was intended.
And this is Andy. For my team, it's difficult to speak for our whole team. We were a very diverse group, which I liked about our team. And I think we all had different takeaways. I think one thing we kind of came down to was that we needed to focus on the job that needed to be done. This was something that both Paul LeBlanc and Clay Christensen talked about. And so we took the approach of let's find the job that needs to be done, and then let's create something to do that job.
Okay, well, it might be helpful for folks listening if you told them briefly about the model that you actually designed at the Academy. And Andy, you want to kick us off?
Sure. And keeping with the job that needs to be done, we heard several times at the Academy the lack of preparedness among many of our students and the difficulty they have in remediation. And so what our team chose to do is we came up with a game called Life Tracks. And basically the goal of the game is to replace high-stakes placement tests and remedial classes and have the students learn those skills through gaming.
Julie?
Our team came up with a model called the WILL Academy, which stands for Work Integrated Learning, and it's basically a franchise model where we identify regions in the country where there is an existing skills gap, where employers can't find people to take those jobs, and we go in, we partner with a host institution, a university, and then we work with employers to develop curriculum for an associate's degree where students would basically spend up to 50% of their time in the workplace learning, and with a range of technologies from adaptive models and competency-based education. But the goal is to ensure that by the time students complete the degree, they have those workplace skills that they need.
This is Phil. Our model is called You Belong. And what we saw is the problem is that students are insufficiently prepared for the demands of the 21st century workplace and the transitions required within the workplace. It's a problem for employers. A large number of positions are going unfilled, and that's creating an economic national challenge. It's a problem for institutions whose dual mission includes preparing students for the workplace, and yet they lack resources to effectively address the development of 21st century competencies for those students. And it's a problem for those students who leave college not sufficiently prepared to compete in the 21st century workplace. So our solution, You Belong, has these characteristics. First of all, we see students as the co-agents for their own workforce preparedness to bridge the transition from college to career. And we use peer mentoring groups of 4 to 6 students who are matched based on affinity and strength. We provide them with curriculum and exercises to develop key 21st century workplace competencies and to develop a portfolio that students can take with them into their workplace. and skills around transitioning in the workplace. We partner with institutions of higher education and employers to make this a lightweight model that occurs by using open source software, crowdsource content, and engage stakeholders so that it is a sustainable program without significant resources at the front end and without significant changes to institutions in terms of how they deliver these services.
So I know we've all gone off to conferences and institutes and gotten inspired and new ideas, but then we have to come back to our institutions and kind of deal with the reality of that. And now that your model is complete and you've gone through the academy, what are your plans for working with it as you move forward?
First of all, we were motivated and continue to be based on the successes that we learned about through the Breakthrough Models Academy. And just like our model, You Belong, where we've got peer mentoring, we're also, as a group, trying to figure out what to do next, because we really have come to be aware of the problem. And so we're trying to see, as a group, where can we take this? So one of the things that I've been doing, and I know some of the others in our team are doing, is talking to good and wise folks who are working at career services at our institutions and within our systems to see where adoption of the model might make sense.
And this is Julie. So I think being named one of the winners really propelled our team to say, okay, now we feel the onus to take this to the next level and take it out of the conceptual phase, which was a fantastic thing. So we agreed that rather than trying to leave our day jobs and be entrepreneurs and start up this model on our own, that we would take it back to each of our institutions and share the idea and see if we can get any traction to have it be incubated by our institutions. In addition, we know that EDUCAUSE and the NGLC team was looking at other opportunities of how to help carry the ideas forward and help connect the different groups with other entities that could help think about next steps. So we're very interested in that as well.
And this is Andy, and I kind of like to echo what both Philip and Julie said. We were really excited about the Academy overall, and the results were even more exciting. And we really enjoyed working together as a team. So right now what we're doing is we want to keep our momentum. And so we're essentially taking inventory of the skills and resources we have on our campuses. Because if we could keep this as a homegrown thing, that would be really great. And so we're just kind of seeing where we're at, what we have right now. And then from there, we're going to have to decide on the next steps. Are we going to be able to do it on our own with resources on campus? Are we going to have to seek outside expertise to fill in some gaps we may have? And we may have to seek outside funding. But until we know what we have immediately at hand, we're kind of just working through it, see where we can go next and what we need to do.
So I'm sure going through the academy has given you a lot of insight and understanding of what it's like to be an entrepreneur in this space. For those that are coming after you, what piece of advice do you think you'd share with them if you think that they're starting to look into a breakthrough model and designing one like that in a higher education context? What advice would you have for them?
My main advice would be don't do it alone. You know, the Breakthrough Models Academy was such a powerful experience for my group because we were functioning as a group. We were able to, you know, build off of each other's ideas to really develop a strong model. And I think that's what got us to our finished product. And along that same vein of don't do it alone is I would say put yourself in a community of like-minded people. So being with the Breakthrough Models Academy, where everybody was thinking about innovation and change or doing, you know, some other type of event like a startup EDU or whatever it is, I think it's important to be in a community of like-minded people to really have that energy and focus.
And I agree with a lot of what Julie said. I think it's really important to soak in the environment and listen to everything that people are coming in to tell us about. A lot of it doesn't fit into our normal day-to-day thinking. And so you just have to be open, listen, and see what kind of strikes a resonance with you. And the other thing is really get to know your team. Find out what you have in common with your teammates, what's important to all of you. And once you know that, you can take an inventory of your strengths, see who's got strengths in what areas and listen to them. And basically really get to know your team, trust your team. And as long as you've got a common goal, it's really a pleasant experience.
Yes, Phil, I agree with my colleagues. You know, it's important to get away and get a sense of the higher education ecosystem And EDUCAUSE and NGLC were really helpful in that in terms of the speakers they brought in, but also our colleagues there. There was just such a rich diversity of folks. And that rich diversity was a great way to get a broader sense of that overall education ecosystem. Then the key, I think, figuring out how to get a breakthrough model academy to go forward in the higher education context is to look and see, does this model have affinity or traction sufficient to help it move forward within that particular context that relates to your target problem?
All right. Well, Julie, Philip, and Andy, thanks to all of you for joining us today. And for all of you listening, don't forget to check out the winning team's breakthrough models at tinyurl.com/2013BMA.